Now here is Auvergne, where the Mont Saint-Odile is. She's a saint. And by accident, she was born in a castle, a princess. And she found her light. She was born blind, and all of a sudden, she could see again. Of course, that's not true. Nothing is true. It's always, by accident, a story of the pharaohs. You know, she became illuminated. And all these aristocracy, they always go in a ecclesiastical order afterwards. Yesterday I was in the castle, they got a library in it now, where she was born. And this is the place I filmed for you, which is a gate to the heavens. It is very special, actually. Oh, look, there she is, the princess. Oh, actually, I slept at the foot of it. So this here is Le Mont Saint-Odile. It used to be an old, you know, Celtic site. What you see here is a monastery, and they got a holy source here. And there's a pagan wall all around it, which is the biggest mystery in Europe. It's 20 kilometers long and really big. I already filmed it. I put it on my channel, Chatsufratz or Gure. So, they call it a gate to the heavens. Even an airplane crashed here with over 200 dead, I think, in the 90s. Nobody knows how it happened. All of a sudden, all the machines, you know, electronic machines, that didn't work anymore. It was an Airbus. And next to it, not very far, a little bit further on the other side, there's a gate with hell. It's called the Donau. You know, where they did, and next to the Donau was the only real concentration camp in France, with 22,000 people murdered. I'm going to film that for you. I don't want to spend the night there, because it's full of demons. They already attacked me once. It seems I'm really lucky with the weather. You know, yesterday was All Saints, the day before Halloween, raining. But look at it, gorgeous. There's a soccer stadium. I was playing soccer there yesterday. Nobody sees me here, people living there. There's sun coming out, nice. So I'm going to the gates of hell for you. The ambulance is already flying early in the morning. I heard sirens, must have been an accident. And there's a lot of people working here in the woods, you know. You get one of those on your head, you're done, you know. You're flat like this one.
Yeah, this is somewhere the indication of the path here. You see, and the Donau, they call it a temple. Now, what is the ingredient of the main ingredient of a temple? What's its purpose? To worship something or somebody. You know, well, it's quite clear what they're worshipping there, right? Well, pharaonic stuff, your temples. Hey, Swissy. We're almost there. Yeah, there's also another path. But, weather is changing, so I want to be here quickly. How's it going? So when I was here 30 years ago, there weren't all these tourists yet. Nobody. Every time I came here, nobody is here. We didn't have YouTube yet, eh? We don't know for how much time longer. So this here, they call it the road. So this is where we're going. A temple. It's a pharaonic temple. And it was built in 1869. But this site is much older. So there it is. And it was built during the, in 1869, when it still belonged to Switzerland or Germany. And this area also belonged to Switzerland, like up to Mulhouse. And it was built during the First World War, this staircase here, for the Emperor William II, you know, the warmonger. And they call it the road of the path of the Saracens. Sar, Ra,
Sin. Usarra on. Sar, it means the king. Ra is the sun god. And On is Osiris. It's all pharaonic, eh? Don't you think the soldiers here, you know, they gave the name. The officers gave the name, yeah? This is all pharaonic. That means the pharaohs before, they've been doing, you know, with the Roman Empire, they've been doing human sacrifices here. And it is going on. So, I don't know what it says here. That's the path, another path going down here. Yeah. So, well, let's go up the Sarazin staircase, eh? You see, it's again, it's red here. For the old world order. How do you know? Sar-ra-sin. Shall we go and count the staircases here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So the first part, there are 13. You know, first part until there, 13. Then there's the second part, a third part. Well, I don't have to count them, eh? Probably ends up in 33 altogether. So this path here is typically Roman. Very typically Roman. So why the hell, for our so-called aristocracy, they give this so-called Arabic name for this path? You know, why? What happened here? Right. You know, it's all pharaonic. Sar, ra, on. You know, our masters. The Saracens has nothing to do with Arabs. It's the Arab aristocracy, the caliph, the emir. They are the Saracens. And, you know. So even in during the First World War, they had a notion because of this. You know, things we're going to we discover now with the internet. And they knew it. Our masters knew it. The people didn't even know what a Saracen was. What the hell is a Saracen? I told you. Sar, Ra, and the rest. For our masters. During the First World War, they gave pharaonic names to all this, relating to the demotic language of our masters. That means that before they were the emperor, and you know, the so-called European aristocracy, they already were the Saracens. Because Egypt expanded first in what we call now the Orient, you know. That's, you know, when the Freemasons ask you, you know, where you're going, you say you go to the Orient, you know, that's where they come from, right? And people didn't have one single clue. Neither the Germans, not the French. When we were dying by the millions, they gave it these fantastic pharaonic names. Sar, Ra, S-on. Well, what do you know, right? Let's go on. Let's talk about the Celts. And they also say the Celts did all the sacrifice here. They always blame it on somebody else. Sar, Ra. So, I mean, this is the path for the kings going to Ra. We're going up here to the sun god. I'll show you the sun god. Right? And I'll show you what you can do. Well, what we'll do with you, eh? Well, there it is. Too many tourists. There was nobody here before. So, for the sun god, eh? It's from the 19th century, but the Romans were already here. So, we will shove up your sun god wherever you like it, or not like it. So you see the antenna? This is why the demons get into the physical realm. That's why there's a whole, look at the fence around it, man, look at it. A double fence all around it, and here. Shut up. Fence all around, red and white, pharaoh. Because you know we can send videos with the Wi-Fi and all that through this invisible realm. This is the same path the demons take, and I tell you here are demons. At the time, I didn't understand it. I started really to understand all that with the demons. Yeah, well anyway, Bob Larson, you should come here and get rid of some demons, eh? So they said, you know, they say here that the barbed wires are here because of the anti-aircraft battery here during the first. Well, what are airplanes want to do here in the middle of nowhere? Get out of here. And they blame it on the Celts and on the Celts, as always they do. It's always the others. There was no anti-aircraft battery. First of all, there were no aircrafts in the First World War. And I show you, there's nothing around here. What is an airplane going to do here? Ah, oh, forget it. The whole lie. Everything is a lie. The Templars, you know. Yeah. And you see, they call it a temple. What does it say again? Yeah, the temple. Like in the Templars, the Templars. Yeah, they even talk about the red and white Tsar here. Tsar is the king, and red and white are the two pharaonic empires. They know what they're doing, I tell you. 1099. You know, that was the massacre in Jerusalem. That's why where we're standing here at 1099 meters. It's probably 1069, but I want to put this in it, you know. The big Templar massacre in Jerusalem, killing Jews, Arabs, and even Christians, because they're all having the same skirts on, eh? The same oriental skirts, like ladies. Hey. All lies. Can you imagine the red and white Tsar? The river is called the Tsar. Ah, the two streams. Oh, this is what it says in the Bible. When the two red and white streams, when they divide, then the end times are there. Doesn't it say that in the Revelation, in the Revelation of John? This is the Donon. It's the gate of hell. And I've been here so many times before. I never ever saw anybody here, not even a car. This is so they get into the physical realm. And it's a bit too big, you know. You can see the entrance to this thing here, you know. There's our logo, four ovals. It says RTOF or RTF, radio television frequency. Too bad there's so many tourists. But anyway, here they were doing, it doesn't say anymore. Maybe they took it away, because I definitely read they were doing like human sacrifices here. For Mercury. Mer is the pharaonic word for a pyramid. There must be a pyramid here somewhere. Maybe this is the pyramid. Meru. And Ka is the soul. Merku, Ka, and Ra. Merkara. And here, this is the name of this area. It's from another god. And here, Jupiter, Tar, Ra. You can see that. That's why it's so important for them, and still is. Our leaders. You can see the statues. They are copies. The real ones are in the museum. I don't know what it represents, really. They are exact copies. That's a woman. Yes, definitely. That's, children. They sacrifice everything here, children, and it's going to happen again. There are nine, like the nine original Templars. The French are always talking. Can't you shut up for a while? So this is where I slept. This is the town. Here's the concentration camp here with the statue on it. This is also part of the concentration camp. Here they had gas chambers. And this is where we are. Donau. You know, you see how near it is. You know. This is why Donau. Why they put the concentration camp right next to it. They had a lot of human material. See? And they continue. So this is a gate of hell, with hell.
the gate to hell. This one is a gate to the heavens, they say. There's a lot of things there. Mutzig sounds like schmutzig. Here they come into the physical realm. Talk, talk, talk. Go talk somewhere else. So here you can see, you can read it. Even the Merovingians were here, and the Benedictines, who were also together, you know, helping the Templar dudes. They were looking for a thing called the Necropole, it says. That means death. You know, where the Merovingians, the legendary thing, the Necropole of the Merovingians. So they knew something, eh? Go talk somewhere else. See, it's gorgeous here, eh? So this, maybe this is the gate to hell then, eh? Let's have a look. French is always talk, 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 and they don't do a thing, you know. They're not helpful at all. They just talk. You lose your energy, you listen to them. I don't even want to listen to them anymore. It says it's another temple, full of little temples. There were no dwellings. I mean, who wants to live here? It's satanic. They only have temples here. The Romans were here. They were all here. You could just read that before. So, we're almost there. You know, the interesting thing is, you see, even the water has been up here. Or this has been down there. Where is it? Yeah, see, that was water. When the earth moved up, the continents and the, see, gorgeous. So we're almost there. I'll just put away my cam. Hello. Hello, Swissy. I know you're hiding there. Get out of there. Get your hands up, criminal. No, you can't take your gold with you. Leave it there. They say it's older, it's sandstone probably. See, there it is. The temple, the biggest temple. The gate to hell. Yeah. Now, there it is, you know. Maybe here it is, the gate to hell. Hey, Swissy, I know you're hiding there. So there are 12 pillars. And, you know, the French, they talk a lot, you know, they're like consumers, you know, they think, oh, it's interesting, you know, when the glamour is off, they dump you, you know. They always want to have something new. It's absolutely useless, they are. You can't build up anything with them. They treat their women too like that, you know. Yeah, oh, you're charming, hey, you're beautiful, you know, when they're done with you, they dump you. Take another one. Ah. They're not mean, you know, but they are useless. They don't do any harm. Another way than you know, losing your time. And I wish I could shut up for a while because I can't listen to it anymore. Been here for 3 years. It's just a complete, the people are just a complete waste of time. Can't make any friends. They just want something new to consume every time. It's absolutely useless. You see, it's gorgeous here. Switzerland must be about there somewhere. I was completely wrong. I should have looked at my compass here. Here it says Bern. Bern is over there. It's not there, as I said. It even says Bern, eh? In Geneva. Hey, Swissy. Stop moaning, French, eh? Useless croissants you are. So here I'm in the middle of it. Human sacrifice they did here, and they still do it. The That's why the concentration camp is just next to it. About lying masters, the politicians and all that. Too many tourists. Bad. Too bad they're not selling any croissants here, so they could stuff one and shut their traps for a while. You croissants. Now look, there's the concentration camp here. I just saw the monument. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I think that's the monument. So, and we are here. This is where they did the human sacrifice. You see, it's just near. And don't you think they ever stopped, you know? So 52,000 people were in there during the whole war.